This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Closing in on Thanksgiving. Feeling good about the holiday tomorrow. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. Great and a fascinating debate. A heated debate. Some say you're not supposed to get into heated debates with your boss.
You got to be able to have conversations.
I just got into a heated debate with my boss.
It did get heated, I will say that.
So, Chris Kinard's claim, because he's been eating brie, he says, his entire life. And I only started eating brie 4 or 5 years ago.
So, I'm going to try to graph this out.
Right.
So, CK is around my age. Okay.
Says since he's a kid, he's been eating brie. I started eating brie. I never really knew much about it. Wasn't a big fan of it.
You thought it was weird. You didn't like the name.
Didn't like the name of it. Didn't like how it looked. Not much about it. But I started eating about 4 or 5 years ago.
4 years ago.
Now, every time brie is available, I pummel it. To the point where I got a text from my mother-in-law yesterday saying, or from my wife yesterday, that my mother-in-law went and bought a second thing of brie when she found out that I was coming to Thanksgiving because she knew I would eat one of the blocks of brie.
You've got a brie reputation that precedes you. So the way I'm thinking about this is you've been eating brie for 4 years.
Yes.
Yep. We agree to that? I would say CK's probably been eating brie for 33 years.
Right.
The argument basically turned to who has eaten more brie. Grant, high volume. I think we all know you're a high volume shooter.
High volume
in 4 years.
I'm pouring in 46 points a game. He's averaging 2.3 points a game.
But he's been doing it for 33 years.
Right.
He's been a professional eater of brie for 33 years.
Brie? He's eating brie at the holidays.
Well, how often are you eating it? It's not every night.
Pretty constantly.
No.
Pretty constantly.
How many times per week are you brie?
I don't eat it every week.
This is my point.
But I eat it way more than that guy does.
Well,
that guy can't even eat 6 crinkle cut fries without getting a stomach.
But hold on. Coloring the argument here. The debate is, we have to have a couple things as given. CK eats like a bird that's full in the summertime.
Yes.
He's not storing for the winter. I've never seen anyone eat less. I don't get how he eats that little. I don't understand how he's not hungry. He leaves fries behind. He doesn't finish sandwiches. He routinely doesn't finish his meal, and it's startling to me. I can't unsee it.
And you're going to side with him?
Oh, I'm trying to tell you what's happening. He's a thin person.
I see where this is going.
He's very thin and can eat whatever he wants, and it's infuriating, and he taunts me every day with what lunch he's eating. So he's got 33 years of eating small portions.
Right.
What's greater in terms of overall brie volume? 33 years of small portions, which we all acknowledge are small.
Or a block of brie once every few weeks.
A block of brie once a month or twice a month, 1.5 times per month for
right.
4 years.
That one.
I don't know the answer.
So here's the other thing to remember. Our boss is trying to say he likes brie more than me, even though he can't eat brie without fruit. He told me.
That was the first debate.
Direct quote. If there's a party where there's just crackers and brie, but there's no fruit or jam or something to spread on the brie, he wouldn't eat the brie. I would pick up a triangle of brie and eat it like a Dorito.
Yeah, I would too.
I would just bite into it until it was gone, like a potato chip.
So
he needs jam, and he needs it to be just so, and you've seen him eat.
Yeah.
He probably gets the smallest cracker and the smallest little dollop of brie and the smallest little jam, and he gets himself a tiny little grape-sized snack, and he eats it, and he fills up, and maybe an hour later he'll do it again. And he does 2 or 3 of those at a party.
So here's my calculation.
I'm not going to stop eating the brie until the brie's gone.
Until the brie's gone. We did that.
Very different.
So I've got you at about 18 blocks of brie per year.
Okay.
72 blocks total lifetime.
Okay, so
do you think he's gotten to 72 over 33 years of brie consumption?
No.
I feel like he has.
No way.
Even though, just think of one tiny bite at a holiday party. One tiny bite at this dinner party. That's these little tiny bites, which make him full for 6 days.
Only if the party's all had the right amount of jam and the right crackers. But he needs everything to be just perfect.
That's the second debate of who likes it better. You like it better because you just want to eat it straight.
I'm talking about consumption.
Overall
if he's at
consumption.
That party and they don't have the jam that he wants, they don't have the fruit that he wants. He has said he has never once eaten brie if there wasn't fruit available. I said, what if you came to my house and I just had brie and crackers like Danny did for me and him the other day? And he goes, I would never be at someone's house that doesn't have fruit for their brie.
So think about if you had a small portion, let's say a quarter of a block of brie once per month. No, not even that. Let's say one block of brie per year, right? Which is not very much brie. That's a couple bites here and there, and it gets you to a total of a block. If you do 33 years of one block per year, you're at 33. You're at 33 blocks, which is 72 to 33 in favor of Grant. You follow me?
Yeah.
Do we think his brie consumption is that low? I'm not talking about the way that you're specifically doing, because he dresses it up and puts a lot of different things on. He'll put the mustard. He'll put the
compote. He's also not eating a lot of brie because he's so busy with all the jam and the everything else.
Right.
See, to him, the brie is just a thing that adds some taste. To me, the brie is why I'm there. It's the game. It's the whole thing. It's the whole point. It's my main event. And for him, he's just kind of adding brie to a combination of three or four things.
So if he's eating 2.5, I'm sure that's a number. 2.5 is the number. If he's eating 2.5 blocks of brie per calendar year, right? Which, again, is not that much. That's tiny portions at various events.
Right.
Okay? That's well over 72. If he's less than that, then you're going to be the winner in terms of brie volume.
You got to make a bet right now. Who are you betting on?
I just think 33 years of it. I understand your point. No one's diminishing your brie intake. That's above reproach. That's not in question here. At this pace, you will outpace
him.
All
right, but let's do this
in a short matter of years.
Let's do this like a court hearing.
Yep.
So you're saying I'm guilty of that charge. What about the second charge, which is who
on
likes brie
count?
More?
You like brie more than he does.
Thank you.
And
that's important.
But that's no disrespect. He understands the various things you can do with it. You don't. You got one way, and that's it. And that's just eat the brie. We're talking about other things you can do with your palate. Salty and sweet mixed together, fruit compote on top. You can go mustard. You can do a million things. You're basically like, no, you put it on a cracker and eat it, and don't talk to me.
Before we get to our NFL power rankings, we'll do those next so we have a little more time. Real quick, let's take a peek at tomorrow's three games. You got a triple header at 12:30, 4:30, 8:20. Can I say, too, that the NFL is genius for adding the Thursday night Thanksgiving evening game?
You could say that.
Makes it a little bit difficult to watch because it's just hard to carve out basically 12 straight hours for football on a holiday. But while you're driving home, you put it on the radio. When you get home from wherever you're traveling to, the second half is on. It just gives you an entire day of football. I think we all wanted that all along. We didn't have it. Used to be when that dumb Cowboys game ended right around 7:45, 8 o'clock, Thanksgiving was over in a lot of ways. So while you're eating your turkey sandwich on white bread with your butter and your salt and your pepper, while you were running back Thanksgiving that second time with your Tupperware you're pulling out of the fridge with all your mashed potatoes and your stuffing, you're heating everything back up, there's no game on. Now you got three games, which is perfect. I do wonder if we're ever going to get like a London Thanksgiving game at 8:30 or 9 in the morning.
Oh.
And then we get a quadruple header, which I would really, really love.
In general, I'm so opposed to the morning football. I'm so opposed to London or international cities having games. I could actually get down with that.
Don't you think that'd be perfect?
I do.
So you do, like, you're cooking, you're starting the turkey, whatever it is that people in the cooking game do to begin Thanksgiving. And then you're flipping back and forth between the game and the Macy's Day Parade. And football's just started. And it could be a bad game. Let's go AFC South with this thing.
Sure. The Titans are playing the Jaguars.
Perfect.
For the fourth time that year somehow.
Perfect. Or the Jags and the Colts from London let's start it at 9 a.m.
Start, yeah, okay. You want to start it at 9, so carry the two.
So 9 a.m.
3 hours.
Then I'm going to give you a 1 o'clock kick for Bears-Lions. I'm going to give you a 4:40 kick. Give me enough time there. For Bills, Cowboys, and then the 8:30 kick for Saints, Falcons. And from 9 a.m. until about midnight, we have football in succession.
You're basically going.
Basically, it would feel like
hours,
the Thursday
hours.
Of the tournament.
Yeah. This is me with my pen. I will sign up for that.
Confidence points. Team most likely to win tomorrow. You got the Lions hosting the Bears, Cowboys hosting the Bills. Saints hosting the Falcons. You got to start with New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans is the one. Even though, again, I can't predict Atlanta, clearly. Two out of the last 3 weeks, they look great, including against New Orleans, by the way. And their defense all of a sudden showed up, and then this past week they got
throttled. They're playing them for the second time in a month.
Yeah, so that's NFC South divisional weirdness aside, you'd put the most confidence points on Nolens.
What about the other game? Do you go Chicago over Detroit or Dallas over Buffalo?
I don't have a great feel, obviously, for either.
Honestly, it could be Buffalo over Dallas. Who's favored in that game?
Let me check. Actually, I don't have it.
The Bills are 8-3. The Cowboys are 6-5, so you'd think Buffalo, but they're on the road, so they're given 3 there. And they're not any good. I mean, they're 8-3, and they've beat absolutely nobody.
This line shocks your pal.
Let me guess.
I'm shocked.
I'm going to say Dallas minus 2.5.
I would have thought that because they're at home. 6.5 and or 7, depending on your book.
For the Cowboys?
In favor of the Cowboys. Cowboys favored by a touchdown.
So Vegas thinks less of the Bills than I do, and I think nothing of them.
Well, Dallas is kind of it's a desperation game because, well, the Vultures are swirling around Jason Garrett's office. He's going to have to clap his way out of this one. But that's how it feels to me, is that this is they got to have it. So, of course, they'll come out and look really good and then lay an egg in a couple weeks. So maybe my second most confidence points is on Dallas. I actually think they match up pretty well with Buffalo, too.
The Bears-Lions game, for me, crappy game decided by a field goal.
Game opened a 1.5, Detroit. It's a field goal and a hook for Chicago at this point on the road.
I can't have watched the Lions be as bad as they were at FedEx and pick them.
Is it still Jeff Driscoll? Give me the Bears.
However, Mitch Trubisky's as bad as Jeff Driscoll. Might even be worse.
He's terrible. The Bears are better than the Lions at everything else.
Yeah.
Right? So, the two bad quarterbacks, bad quarterbacking. I think Driscoll's going to hamper Trubisky worse.
Or hamper
the Lions
you
worse.
You started the show by giving your Thanksgiving hot take.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a scalding take if you want it.
Scald it out.
Right now, this second,
uh-huh.
I'm the head coach of an NFL team.
Uh-huh.
I have to win a couple games between now and the end of the season, and I can have Driscoll or Trubisky. I would take Driscoll. Wouldn't even think twice about it. I think Trubisky is horrendous. I've seen Driscoll be serviceable.
I would think twice. Like, I would question myself,
right.
But I would do the same thing.
You would.
I mean, I think so little of Mitch Trubisky and his, like, weird dour face and he's the new Eli Manning, right? With, like, terrible expressions and, like, you guys, run the right route for me. And I can't answer questions about this past week because I didn't play well. I want TVs turned off. Like, to me, alarm bells should be going off. It's already time to move on.
They've been going off for a while. They just didn't hear him.
That's right.
I mean, the Bears just were like, it's interesting. There's a sound I keep hearing. I don't know what it is. There sounds like an alarm of some type.
Why is this alarm going off?
I was like, oh, it's the bad quarterback alarm. It's sounding in the other room. Nope, it's not that. It's not that.
No, we're fine.
It could be something, though. Radko Gudas of the Capitals in 15 minutes. Kelvin Harmon of the Redskins in 30 minutes. And your chance to win tickets to the Nats World Series documentary red carpet event December 2nd at the Anthem. All this hour on Grant and Danny.
We got about a month left in 2019. Let me take you back to 1959, 4 years after Marty McFly went back to Hill Valley and made some changes, okay? We saved the clock tower. We did a whole bunch of other stuff. I don't know where I'm going with the Back to the Future analogy, but bear with me. 1959, Ted Bridge Ford opens its doors in Fairfax. Been serving people, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia ever since. These guys are great at what they do. Let them win your business. They know you're not a professional car buyer. They know that you could go to a lot of different places and deal with all the hassle that comes with getting a car. They take the hassle away. It's the best buying experience in town. I should know 3 different times. I've been to Ted Bridge Ford to get myself a brand new car. And when you get a new car from Ted Bridge Ford, here's what you're going to experience. As I said, great buying experience and confidence for life. That's powertrain, service loaners, battery replacement, windshield repair, Virginia State inspection, all for life. And when you buy from Ted Bridge Ford right now, you don't pay them anything for 60 days. That's right, 60 days, no payments on pretty much everything on the lot in honor of 60 years in business, 1959, right? You get what I'm saying? Go see my guys at Ted Bridge Ford. And when you do, tell them Danny sent you.
Grant,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. In 25 minutes, your chance to win two tickets to the World Series documentary red carpet premiere for the Nats. World Series doc at the Anthem. Tickets are sold out. Only place you can get them is here. We will talk to Radko Gudas at 11:30. I'll tell him that I used to not like him, and he's growing on me at this point. Kelvin Harmon's going to be on the show at 11:45 today, so a lot of fun coming up this hour right here on The Fan. Let's get to our NFL power rankings, get you our top five teams in football, and see how they vary between you and I. Why don't you start us off with your number five club after 12 weeks?
The Seattle Seahawks at 9-2. They were just outside looking in for me in previous weeks. They just keep chugging along. It's not always impressive. It's not always sexy. They don't have the point differential that some of the other squadrons have. But they gave San Francisco, who, spoiler alert, is really high on my rankings, the best game they've been given all season. And they handed them that L. Now, I know San Francisco had a couple guys hurt, but they matched up well with that team. They're going to be around, despite the fact that maybe people don't want them to be. People have written their epitaph several times. That Seahawks club is good.
So the Seahawks are interesting to me. They're number five on my list as well. Here's what I like about them. They've got a little chameleon to them. Mm-hmm. There are weeks where they play these low-scoring slugfests, and they emerge with wins. They did it this weekend, 17-9 over Philadelphia. Both teams struggled to move the ball a little bit. Points were at a premium. They win that game. But then when they need to win shootouts in overtime against the Bucs 3 weeks ago, 40-34, against San Francisco on the road, 27-24, you've seen them do that as well. They beat the Rams 30-29 in early October before the Rams had completely fallen apart. The resume's pretty good. They're in a division that's tough with two other quality teams, one other outstanding team in San Francisco. So, Seattle, a well-deserving number five team for me. My number four team, the New Orleans Saints. The Saints would be higher on this list had it not been for their terrible loss to the Atlanta Falcons on November 10th, now two-plus weeks ago. That was a 26-9 setback where they couldn't do anything with the football. We're giving away those tickets to the World Series documentary. The Nationals are going to be at Ryan Zimmerman, Mike Rizzo, Mark Lerner, and more in about 10 minutes. Kelvin Harmon of the Redskins is on the show at that time. But right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, Radko Gudas makes his debut on Grant and Danny, presented by FH for Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Radko, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, man.
Very well.
Thanks for having me.
I'd like to start the interview with an apology, if that's okay.
We both have to apologize.
Here's the deal. When you were a Flyer, I didn't like you very much at all. I said a lot of mean things about you over the years. Some would even say terrible things, Radko. Yeah. If you knew some of the things I said about you, when the PR staff came to you and said, do you want to go on the show, you would have said, no, not that guy.
Not those two fat idiots.
But because you didn't hear those things, you were kind enough to join us, and I actually like you now. You're playing well for the Capitals in 25 games. You're physical. You're giving me a little Brooks Orpik on the back end. I dig everything about it. I no longer dislike you, and I apologize for the terrible things I said about you.
Thank you. That's good news. I'm glad you guys are liking me now. So I'll take that better than the comments before, I guess.
So kidding aside, though, I mean, you play a type of game where you are going to be really popular on the team that you're on and probably unpopular with the teams, sometimes fan bases, that you're playing against. Do you agree with that? How would you describe your style of play for Caps fans that are still kind of getting used to Radko Gudas?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I made it in this league playing hard physical hockey, so I don't see a reason why to getting away from that. And, you know, obviously the opposite teams are not going to like me, but I'm more worried about what my team and what my fan base does. So I'm happy that I'm on a team that has this winning mentality, and then there's more than just me that playing this style. You know, we have a lot of guys on this team that like to play the physical game and that are really good at it too. So it's been nothing but fun so far.
Do you take pride in that, knowing that there are fan bases all over the country that just like grit their teeth when they think about you? That you do you like the right. Do you relish the idea that they don't like you?
I mean, I like when the people like me, but I also like that some people don't. You know, there's a rivalry between organizations and teams, and I think that's part of the sport too. So it has everything, all the small things are with it that I do enjoy. I do enjoy being the guy that people hate on the other team, but I also enjoy being the guy that the people like, that are fans of the team that I play for. So it's a little mixed feeling, but, you know, I'm trying to embrace it as much as I can.
Radko, I will say, too, and Radko Gudas of the Capitals is with us. You mentioned this in passing, but I want to just further make this point, because I don't know that you would dwell on it, but it's something I can for you. When I talk to other players with the Caps or people around the organization, they rave about you. You know, your teammates love you, and you, the people in your building, they talk about what an awesome guy you are off the ice and then on the ice, how helpful you are and physical and basically sticking up for all your teammates. I mean, as you said, that's got to be the priority. Like, who cares if you're a Flyer and some guy in D.C. doesn't like the way you play? If everyone in your locker room loves you, that is that just the number one goal?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, I think great teams are good friends off the ice and having their backs on and off the ice. And I think that's huge in the culture. And I think it has been the culture here in this locker room. And I think that made me a little easier to get used to this group and get used to the vibe in the locker room. So I'm really enjoying it.
So when you got traded to the Caps initially, you got to imagine there's a lot of excitement for a team that won a cup in the past. But what the Caps have done so far this year, they're tied with the Bruins for the most points in the NHL at 37. This is maybe the best we've seen this team early in the year. They've never had a better 25-game stretch than this. Are you surprised with how you guys have played out of the gate?
Well, that's great news, obviously. And I'm obviously a little surprised with the winning percentage and the success. But, you know, on the other hand, this team is working hard, and this team, every time we're on the ice, they're trying to get better, and we're pushing for things that we know is going to help us. So I think a lot of it was the preparation of the coaches and organization, the fact that they had a little longer summer than they wanted. And I think the guys came ready and took the ownership of starting the season on a right note. And I think it's been working for us well, and I'm glad the fans were loving the start of our season, and so are we, frankly.
Radko Gudas is with us here on Grant and Danny. What did you not know about this Capitals team before you joined it? What have you found out since you've been here?
I mean, I did not know a lot of the guys, and I didn't know how well this locker room is. How well the guys know each other in the locker room. You know, that's been nothing but great, and the message from the coaches is all positive, and that's what makes the guys want to be here and want to go to the rink and want to get better every day since they stepped to the building. So that's been a really amazing treat for me.
Radko, you guys have a game tonight, and then you play again fairly early, I think, 5 o'clock start time on Friday. Does that really put a damper on what you're able to do at the Thanksgiving table on Thursday with your teammates? Like, are you going to scale it back and not eat a whole lot because you got games, or do you just get after it and worry about it the next day?
Yeah, I'm not going to go full on Thanksgiving month. You know, we have a lot of Czechs and Slovaks on the team, so I think we're gonna get together and have maybe a lunch, but it's nothing too crazy. You know, we in Europe, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. It's more of a Thanksgiving since we're around or living in the States. So we're going to get together. I believe the families and the kids are going to have bigger fun than us. And we got 3 games in 4 nights. So for us, it's important, the points. And we have to put these holidays aside. And I won't see turkey on the dining table for sure.
What's your favorite meal? If you got to celebrate, like, end of the season, you're going out for whatever you want to eat, what do you go to?
Well, I gotta say it's probably svíčková, which is an old school Czech meal. It's gravy out of root vegetables with dumplings and meat. So, a little old schoolish. I would probably have to call my mom on that one. You know.
Do you eat around the vegetables for the good stuff, or do you kind of take a bite out of just to show that you did it?
No, I eat them now. I have to pretty much to help the body recover. But yeah, if I get to prefer, I wouldn't as much. But you know, I've 3 kids right now, so I have to lead with the example.
Yeah, I've seen a video of you kind of on the glass. One of your sons, a cute little kid with blonde hair. How old are your kids?
Yeah, that was my boy. He's 2.5. My daughter's 4.5, and my youngest daughter, she is 2 months today, actually. So
wow,
that's amazing.
Are you? Do you have to do anything at night, or is that like the wife handling all that during the season?
Well, I got a knock on wood here, but my wife is doing all the night shift, so I get to sleep. So I don't have that excuse of being tired. So that's she's great at that, and she's doing really a lot for me to just focus on the things I do. And we get a lot of help from our families from back home. We had her mom and my mom right now here to help us with the traveling and everything. So she's not as busy as she would be by herself with three of them. So still a young age for her to handle all three,
I believe. That's a lot.
So, it is a lot, man.
We get a little help, yeah. Yeah,
Danny's got two. I've got one. Three under 4.5, I can't even imagine. But, hey, we're glad you're on our side. You're our guy now, Radko.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm enjoying it so far, too, yeah.
Welcome, and thanks for the time today, man. Keep it up, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.
Radko Gudas.
Friend of the show, you could say that.
I love Radko Gudas.
I'm a Radko Gudas guy. It's something I never thought I would say, ever.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Redskins wide receiver Kelvin Harmon joins us next, plus those tickets. You can win them. You got to be the 10th caller. If you want a chance to see Zim, Mark Lerner, Mike Rizzo, and others on the red carpet coming up on December 2nd. Big thanks to Radko Gudas of the Capitals, who joined us, presented by FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, home of 83, or it's free. FH Fur, clear any slow or clogged drain for just $83. If they can't, it's free. Details at FHFur.com. End of this segment, you'll have a chance to win those tickets to the Nats documentary watch party at the Anthem. Make sure you're listening. Right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, we go to the phones to talk to Kelvin Harmon of the Washington Redskins, who had a terrific game this past weekend. And as he's playing more over the last couple weeks, he's making every catch of every ball in the vicinity, contested or otherwise. It's been a lot of fun to watch the 22-year-old product of NC State. Kelvin, it's Grant and Danny. Good to have you on. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Danny.
It's a pleasure, man. First of all, congratulations on being in the league. Congratulations on hauling in some catches here. It's been fun to watch your growth. Go through that process of coming out of NC State, as productive as you were. The draft happens, maybe it doesn't go the way that you want, and you're just kind of putting your nose to the grindstone and you know, contributing on an NFL roster.
Yeah, you know, it's been a long process so far. The rookie season's been extremely long, but having the benefits of having guys around me like Coach Ike and P. Riz, some of the best out here, just helping me out, helping me get acclimated, and just honing in on the details and trying to make every opportunity, make the most of it.
And that's the key, I think, as a wide receiver, because you don't get to throw the ball to yourself. You know, you might be open, you might not, and that ball may or may not come. And you just don't know when you're down the depth chart a little bit how many chances you get. The last 2 weeks, though, when the ball's thrown to you, you catch it. What's your mindset on weeks where either you're not as involved in the game plan or you're not seeing the football to stay sharp?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't changed for me. You know, I always believe if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So I just prepare every week. Like, I'm one play away from starting or one play away from playing the game full time. So I always prepare to play, and then whatever happens, happens. But I know I'm ready.
Kelvin, I had a friend in high school who went to play college football, nowhere near at the level that you did. And he told me after 3 weeks he hadn't even been able to run a route yet, because that's how good the defensive backs were. He couldn't even get off the line of scrimmage. And he celebrated when he ran a route, not even caught a pass in practice, but ran a route. I imagine the difference then between playing in college and the NFL is that much greater. What's been the biggest test, the biggest challenge you've had to overcome to be a productive receiver in this league?
Yeah, like I said, just knowing the details, just trying to get all the details down pat, seeing different coverages. There's a lot more coverages compared to college. So just trying to get dissect everything on the fly, like pre-snap or post-snap. That's the biggest difference. And obviously the speed is different, but I think we adjusted to it because we had a lot of time as far as camp and OTAs, the preseason games.
Kelvin Harmon of the Redskins on Grant and Danny, a sixth-round pick, 206th overall. I couldn't believe you were available where the Redskins got you, coming off your college career with a couple 1,000-yard seasons in the ACC. Why do you think you got drafted where you did?
Honestly, I don't know. I didn't really think about it once it happened, but I just know that there's a guy that's playing for me out there, and I ended up landing in a great spot. And I was able to see everything unfold, and now I'm where I'm supposed to be, getting into play early and contribute on special teams and on offense, just trying to be opportunistic.
But going into the draft, what were you being told, like, by your agent? What was your expectation? Did you think fifth, sixth round, or were you thinking higher than that?
No, I was thinking a lot earlier than that, like definitely day two, early day two probably.
So as you kind of go through this process of, you know, your agents are telling you one thing, or, you know, the different people you worked out with, I would always make the mistake on someone that was as productive as you. Why do you think it ended up happening kind of the way that it did, and ultimately do you look at it as a blessing?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I don't know why it happened, but like I said, it's just I'm where I am, and I just have to work with what I got, and then end up being in a great situation. I'm just making the most of it.
Kelvin Harmon, 22 years old, 6'2", 215 on Grant and Danny. We were trying to find a comp for you earlier in the show. I threw a name out there, and I can tell you who it is in a minute. I don't even know if you watch the guy. You're probably too young.
Probably too young.
But I am curious for you, like, is there a veteran NFL receiver or someone you watched growing up? Not you're saying that you're as good as that guy, but that you compare your game to.
Yeah, I always thought just watching, I think I'm similar to like a Dez Bryant mixture of like a Michael Thomas.
I'll take that comp.
I like that Michael Thomas is an old guy to Kelvin Harmon. That's
Dez
funny.
Bryant and Michael Thomas, which I dig. I said Mohsin Mohamed. Have you ever even heard of that guy?
Yeah, I heard Mohsin Mohamed.
Yeah, he was a good player for a while. He was kind of a possession dude across the middle, took on contact, and wasn't bothered. Here's a question I've always wondered, and you can give us a little background. So I remember on NFL.com it says you were born in Monrovia, which is in the West African country of Liberia. So when you're a kid, how did it end up you were born there, and then when did you come to the States?
Yeah, I came to the States when I was 3 years old, and me and my family came over because they were still repairing from the Civil War that happened in the 90s. So we came over for, like, better opportunities.
Wow. And then do you move straight to Jersey? Because I know that's where you went to high school, or did you bounce around a little bit?
Yeah, I came straight to Jersey because that's where most of my family was at. And then we just stayed around Jersey until I went to NC State for college.
That's amazing. Just, you know, I grew up in a suburb. Just so different. You know, it's incredible, dude. Just as a player now, though, Kelvin, as you're getting your feet wet in the NFL, what's the thing you want to work on the most? Where do you want to improve the most?
Yeah, just playing faster as far as, like, mentally and physically, just seeing everything faster, being more sharp in my routes, just working with everything on the fly, being able to navigate through coverages and just find open holes in the zone, just everything clicking faster.
Are you seeing progress and growth from Dwayne Haskins? And if so, in what areas do you think he's improving the most?
Yeah, he's definitely improving, especially his leadership skills. He's in the huddle. He's talking more. He's way more vocal. He's being a vocal leader out there. You can see his confidence is rising week in and week out, and we're connecting better.
Kelvin, well, we appreciate the time, man. Number one, have a great Thanksgiving. Number two, keep up the great work, dude. It's been cool to see you get on the field and hauling in some catches and first downs and the like, man. Keep it up, buddy.
Thank you.
Are you, by the way, are you guys all getting together, like a bunch of receivers or anything? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Nothing, guys. You know, their family probably here, and everybody's just going to be around their family as much as they can.
Well, enjoy it. Eat a lot of mashed potatoes, and if you like turkey, you could eat some of that too, I guess. But we're more about the size.
We like
on
the carbs, buddy.
Thank you. You too.
Enjoy it, man. This is Kelvin Harmon of the Redskins on Grant and Danny. Right now, be the 10th caller, as promised, at 800-636-1067. You're going to win two tickets to the World Series documentary Red Carpet Premiere presented by Budweiser at the Anthem on December 2nd. You can join Ryan Zimmerman, Mike Rizzo, Mark Lerner. Tickets are sold out. We've got them here on Grant and Danny. Leading up to the event, you're listening to The Fan.
Day before Thanksgiving, everybody knows it's all about giving thanks this time of year. Nobody knows that better than my pals over at Tad Brent Ford, who couldn't be more thankful for allowing them to serve you and your family for the last 60 years. That's right, 60 years in business. And right meow, at Tad Brent Ford, your F-150 HQ, get up to $16,300 below MSRP on a 2019 Ford F-150 truck. Plus, no payments for 60 days. More on that in a second. $15,000 off a 2019 Ford Mustang. $9,000 off a 2020 Ford Explorer. How about $8,000 off a 2019 Ford Ranger? $5,500 below MSRP on a 2019 Ford Escape. Now, about that, no payments for 60 days thing. All that, all those cars and trucks and SUVs I mentioned, it goes for them too. That's right, pretty much everything on the lot, no payments for 60 days to celebrate 60 years in business. Pretty cool for my guys at Tedbird Ford. Best buying experience in town. No payments for 60 days, and you pay them a lot less when you do pay them. Go see my pals at Tedbrook for Fairfax Cantillon. Click away at Tedbrook.com. When you go, tell them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.